Everybody, appreciate the patience. We celebrated Darlington Nagby. With that, Wilfred Nancy.
You said on Wednesday you weren't sure how often you were going to be checking the scores of the other two games. How often were you keeping track and looking to where you guys were going to end up tonight?
No, but you did halftime and obviously the last five minutes to follow, and after that at the end of the game also, because we have to wait regarding the result of Chicago. So yeah, first time, I don't like it because usually focus on us, but yeah, I had to do it. Yeah.
What was the emotion like? You're already on the field to celebrate Darlington Nagby, and then you find out you guys avoid the play-in game and going to the first round. Just what was the emotion on the field like?
Obviously the emotion was huge, but again, I'm really proud of my team. 7 or 8 or 9 at the end of the day, this is a follow-up, or this is a continuity. As you know, the last game against Orlando, we played with personality, and tonight we conceded a goal against the momentum, and after that we were strong, and we scored, and I really like the way we managed the game. And I think that when we are able to do that, we can grow faster, you know. So, but really good performance, knowing that it was not easy emotionally, obviously, for D, and also regarding the fact that we can take care of us, but not about everything. But like I told my players, you know, I'm not a big fan of, I don't believe in luck, but I believe in luck when we are proactive. And I believe that luck goes to the proactive people. And tonight we were proactive, so that's why all the results were good for us.
You've had Daniel coming off the bench the last two games. He comes in and not only scores, but right out of the gate is looking for opportunities. Just how has his performance been the last two games, and how has it helped him coming off the bench?
No, it's a game. He's played with 11 players for and plus 5 subs, so means 16 players. So everybody is important. And Daniel came in, he did well. Lassie, when he started, he did well. So again, like I told them, this is not about who's going to start, this is how we're going to finish the game.
And obviously, Diego Rossi wasn't available today. Is he still dealing with the same hamstring injury that he suffered against Atlanta?
Asked me in 2 days.
As a coach, what's it like managing the situation when you have a club legend like Darlington and you want to give him a proper send-off, but you are keeping in mind that you guys are playing to, you know, to win and to try to get to that seventh seed? Was it going back and forth, or is it just strictly focused on the match?
No, to be honest, the way the environment that we have is we call it the we, not me. You know, so automatically what happened is, yes, we knew that it was something for Darlington, but Darlington, as you know, didn't want to talk about this. So the idea is the team is so strong, you know, in terms of togetherness, that it was natural to think about it. But at the same time, we focus on the task, and the task was to have a good performance. And after that, maybe in difficult moments, when we suffer, maybe the fact that we look at Darlington, we can have another, you know, input, I would say. So, but again, I think that we haven't changed what we wanted to do. But I think that the little boost, obviously, was good, because we know that what Darlington represents for the club, but also for the teammates.
Coach, you've coached a lot of high-profile players, and sometimes, you know, high-profile players sometimes can be hard to manage. How's Darlington be? Because he seems like a guy, just kind of happy-go-lucky guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's I don't have a word for Darlington. You know, everybody knows the players. Like I said, he could have played in Europe if he wanted to do it. He decided to stay here for different reasons, and he had a lot of fulfillment, you know, the fact that he stays here. And for me, this is the most important. But for me, this is more about to manage him as a coach. This is not difficult. And we can ask all the coaches, but Darlington is so good for that. But for me, this is more about the person. You know, he's, like I said, and I'm not joking, and I'm not, I'm going to try to be good in English, but the person that he is, I would like that my son stay become like this, because he's a, he knows when he doesn't want something, he knows when he wants something. Obviously, he brings good energy around, because it's like a magnet, you know, and yeah, it's unbelievable person. So player, everybody knows him, but as a person, this is wow.
How has Habrum, how has he come along as a player? You know, you've been playing him a lot this year.
Sorry?
Habrum.
Ta? Mm-hmm. No, Ta, he, again, learning curve, I call it like this, because he was supposed to play more minutes in the beginning of the year, but he was not ready because he didn't show me enough. And when he changed his mindset, not because he was doing bad things, no, but I want him to push a little bit more. I want him to compete a little bit more. So automatically he had more minutes and he came in, and today we know Tara is a really good player. He was a good, really good player before, but now he becomes a complete player. This is, again, step by step, but I like the way he plays with personality, and this is important. Now, this is only the beginning, so we'll see.
It seemed like you pushed the right buttons today with all your subs, right?
You know, sometimes I can be good, sometimes I can be bad, so tonight, you call it, I don't know.
Hey, Coach, I just got one. I know getting the win is the most important part, but being able to score three goals, how big is that for the offensive momentum going into the playoffs?
Yeah, listen, we've been, as you know, through a lot of adversities. But again, the we, not me, is so important. I really like the energy, you know, with the team. The last 2 weeks has been really, really good, you know, and I'm not surprised, because the way they train, the way they compete, and with good energy and with joy too. So we work on certain things, you know, relationship between players and chemistry between players. And I know that they are able to do it. And now, like I told them, they have to believe a little bit more in themselves. And when we are like this, it could be interesting.
Coach, you started Jason at the first half, and midway through the second, you bring in Taha. What did you see different to change up tactically or strategically?
Well, the idea was to have the profile of Jason, because he's able to connect with all the players, and we play in a certain way in the first half. In the second half, we change after that. The idea was to bring also Daniel, not in the middle but wide, because we wanted to have to use the players between the line that we had to be able to combine. And but we changed. I really enjoyed the game, because tactically we changed many times. And sometimes they did it by themselves because they saw something. But the idea was more about the complementarity between players. So that's why Jason, after that, last he started also in this position with Max, and after that all the changes that I made.
And somebody that gets sort of lost behind all the noise of like Diego and Wesson, Andres Herrera, can you just talk about the progression? You know, he gets the new loan deal, and then just his progression after that.
Well, like I said, well done to Wesson, because it was not easy to keep him. And but we found a way, and for me it was a new signing, because he knows already the way we play. And he has a lot of passion, as you can see. And sometimes this is contagious. And the players around, they like to have good energy, and he's able to raise the good energy for that. After that, he really improved on the latter, you know, because he was able to have many situations, but he was not able to be clean. And now he's better in terms of composure. That's why I'm not surprised that he scored two goals the last two games. But the final third has been really interesting, because defensively, you want to play for this guy. Simple as that, because the way he is, you know, so good for him, good for the team, and we'll see.
And you guys played with a lot of aggression, but it was contained aggression. Can you talk about, you know, playing with that aggression tonight?
Yeah, this is so important. You know, the game against Chicago, for example, I didn't like it, not because we lost, because we didn't play the way we wanted to play. and we were not aggressive. And this is who we are. After that, we have to find the good moment to be really, really, really aggressive. But the idea was to recognize the moment to be really aggressive and the moment to be aggressive. And I think that we did well. And I really like the how can I say that, the maturity, you know, regarding the different position that we had and where was the ball, so it's good.
Thanks, Coach. Not to look too far ahead, you have some good memories playing in Cincinnati, just your initial thoughts on playing them in the first round.
Good luck for the two teams, because we know Cincinnati, they know us. Again, it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be good fight, good game, and yeah, playoff time. So we know everybody can beat everybody. So now this is more about the mental aspect, and we'll see.
Coach, even though you guys have had a, you know, kind of up and down, but you still won 14 games.
Thank you to bring the point, because you know, obviously we wanted to finish higher, for sure, because this is all the time try to win how many games are possible. But I really like the consistency that we had, knowing that it's been a bit difficult at certain moments. But I really enjoy the fact that we were close together, and we find all the time a way, you know, to when we suffer, we suffer, and sometimes we took a big slap, but we didn't quit. And I'm really, really happy about this, because, like I said, tonight we finished seven. We wanted to do more, but we finished seven because we didn't quit. And for me, this is so important.
Yeah, people just don't realize this is a tough league. I mean,
Everybody can beat everybody, you know, regarding the mental aspect or the travel and so on. And sometimes you think that you're going to win the game and suddenly everything changed. So again, it's been really, really good for me also to learn many things. So yeah, good.
Did you have any feelings on the way in today as you were coming to the
stage? What do you mean by way in? Don't forget,
well,
I'm French.
So you're in your car, or you're walking or running in here, you're on your electric bike or whatever. Your mind clears. I'm curious if you had any thoughts.
Ah, before the game?
Yeah.
Ah, I like this question. So it was the birthday of my wife, Thursday. So I have 16 people in my house at this moment. So the idea was just to have a good time with my family and to don't think about, you know, what we're going to do. And yesterday we had a good time. Tomorrow morning, I had a good time also with my family, so I was fresh mentally. And after that, I was excited to play this game, so this is my answer.
You said you learned a few things this year.
Yeah.
Can you point to anything, Wilfried?
Yeah, that again, this is the kind of mantra that we have with my staff, is train your eyes to see solutions and not problems. And so we had many problems at certain moments regarding, you know, sometimes we had the injury that we had at a certain moment that we tried to understand why we had this. We bounce back at a certain moment and we struggle at a certain moment. And we, with my staff, we all the time try to find a way to give, to have solutions. And for me, this is a good learning process, because again, sometimes we can quit. Sometimes we can a bit, the little voice behind that all the time. So we try to go over this. And I think that, we deserve it. We deserve it, and especially the players, but also my staff for the work that they did. This is not done, but I'm really happy for that.
Great. All right. Thank you, Wilfried.
Thank you. Thank you.